Welcome back to IDP Nation. This is the IDP Nation update with your host at Hollywood Titan. The trade deadline is upon us tomorrow at 4 p.m. Lots of chatter, lots of rumors banding about, but really only two IDP trades have kind of stood out to me. One of them went down this afternoon, and that was the New York Giants trading Leonard Williams, their defensive end, to the Seattle Seahawks for a 2024 second round pick, a 2025 fifth. The part that kind of goes in the fine print is that the Giants decided they would take on a big portion of his contract and pay it for exchange for a better draft pick. So that's kind of what it was. I don't think they would have got that straight up, but since they're eating some of his contract, Seattle decided to give them an earlier pick, which is great for the Giants, right? You need some help. Williams really wasn't helping your team. Has it been the pass rusher that you needed him to be? So you get a second-round pick out of it next year, which is huge, plus you get a fifth. Granted, you're on the hook for some of his contract, but those draft picks are definitely, definitely valuable to you. For Seattle, I'm not quite sure with Nwosu and Boye Mafe and Darrell Taylor and some of the other guys they have up there. I'm not sure why they were after Williams. Feel like there's other players out there that they could have possibly pursued and maybe even got better value for. Like I said, Williams has not done much of anything this year. 21 tackles, 1.5 sacks, 1 TFL, 5 QB hits. He's just not done what we thought he would be. You know, when he first came over to the Giants from the Jets, he had the big 11.5 sack season, followed it up by 6.5. That year, they moved him to nose tackle, though, so his numbers did dip quite a bit, but still, as a nose tackle, he had 81 tackles that year. So, two big years with the Giants, 20 and 21, right? They thought things would continue. They brought in some better pieces to put around him, and it just never materialized. So, you know, from 20 and 21, when he had 18 combined sacks and 138 tackles, he's went to the past two seasons, or well, season and a half. He played 12 games last year, has played in 8 games this year. So in 20 games the past two seasons, he only has 66 tackles and 4 sacks. Not what you're looking for if you're in the market for a pass rusher. The numbers just aren't there. Only 17 quarterback hits in the past two seasons, only 6 TFLs. So his game has fallen off quite a bit. He's age 29. He started his career with the Jets, moved across town to the Giants there, and they're finally moving on from him. I think they realize that the production is just not there. And again, I don't know what Seattle was thinking or how they plan on using him. Maybe they kick him, you know, more to the inside, so to speak, where Mafe and Taylor and those guys could kind of eat, right? I mean, that's kind of what you're looking for. So maybe a change of scenery will do him some good. I'm just not seeing it. I'm not buying it. In fantasy leagues, this is not swaying me to go out and try to pick him up or anything. Maybe you find a Seattle homer who believes that he could be the piece. Maybe try to trade him to him. But for me, it's just not happening. Like I said, 4 sacks, 17 quarterback hits in the last 20 games. is not getting it done. And that's a far cry from what he was just a few seasons ago. But back to New York, right? This helps them. I know the fifth is not a great pick, but it's something you can build that roster back up with. The second round pick is going to be huge for them. So this should give them at least 2 second round picks. I'll see if I can't try to find that. But yeah, that's definitely a piece of draft capital that they can use to rebuild that team quickly, right? You know, they've got Jalen Hyatt, and they've got Saquon Barkley. They've got Daniel Jones, who they're still behind as their quarterback, who they just signed to a big deal. So it kind of remains to be seen just how all that will play out. Like I said, kind of a weird move to me for Seattle. But it is what it is, right? So if this is correct here, the Giants currently sit with the 4th overall pick, and this is the 2024 draft. They would currently sit with the 4th overall pick behind Arizona and the two Chicago picks. I'm trying to find. This is not what I wanted to see here. Maybe this is it. My apologies. Yeah, so they would have the 4th overall pick, the 35th overall pick. And then they would be getting right now Seattle's second round pick, which would be the 61st. So they would pick 4, 35, and 61. So they would have 3 of the top 61 picks, or, you know, their 64 picks in the first 2 rounds. So they would have 3 of the top 3 picks in the top 2 rounds. Of course, you have 69 in the third. Looking to see if they have anything else here before we get down there. You pick 104 in the fourth. And then in the fifth, you would pick 139, and you would also get Seattle's fifth, which is 165. So they're getting some draft capital. Maybe they package those together and try to move up in the draft. Like I said, you have a 1 and 2 twos. Maybe you could package something else together and get these get a little bit higher in the draft or what have you. I really think that's a good move for the Giants. I think that's just amazing that they were able to get a second round pick out of him. That's just not something I thought they would be able to do, because I just don't think Leonard Williams is that good anymore. I think what he has left in the tank is not worth a second round pick. But I guess it's worth the flyer, considering how much, you know, that the Giants are going to pay his contract. I'm not sure how much that is. It just says they're willing to pay a large sum, probably 2/3, I'm guessing. I don't know. But yeah, that's an interesting trade that I think the Giants won, just in the draft capital alone, making room for one of their other players. The other trade happened a few days ago. Absolutely just upset me to no end. And that was Tennessee Titans trading Kevin Byard to Philadelphia for a 4th, a 5th, and Terrell Edmonds. I don't know what Tennessee was thinking. One of your best players on the entire team, and you get back peanuts for him, basically. A 4th and a 5th, while, you know, those are mid-round picks. he's worth much more than that. I mean, you just saw Leonard Williams go for a second in the fifth. Oh, yes, they paid for some of the contract, but still, Byard is a much, much better player. So that kind of shocked me. He's already suited up and played for Philadelphia. He did well. 7 tackles, 4 solos. First game on the fly with a new team, a new organization. That's what you expect from him, right? And I can see, and I think that'll continue. People have been asking me, what does this do to Byard and blah, blah, blah. I don't think it does anything to him. What it does is affect Philadelphia's defense. Now they have a legit playmaker on the back end of that defense. I know they drafted Sidney Brown, but he's young. They're waiting on him. They've got Reed Blankenship. They've got some other pieces. But Byard makes this the real deal, right? Makes this a viable defense. You've got all those pass rushers and defensive linemen up front. Now you got those linebackers. You've got Darius Slay out there at corner. Adding Byard just really puts this defense to another level, I think. I don't see his tackle numbers dropping at all. I think you'll see his ball hawk abilities continue as well. He's just such a complete player. And for Tennessee, a team that's struggling and needing talent, to trade him away was just not cool. Now, I get it why they did it. They're saving, I believe it was $9.5 million against the cap. So I understand it. But you've got a lot worse players making a lot more money that you could have tried to do something with, a la Tannehill, you needed to be moving on from, right? I just don't get it with the Byard thing. With him out of the way, Amani Hooker's the guy you want, right? You want to pick him up. I know we've got Kayvon Wallace, but Amani Hooker is going to step in and should see a very – nice little uptick in tackles. I could see him being in that 6 to 7 tackle range, up from that 4 to 5, right? There's going to be a big reliance on him now to hold that back end down. But we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, Byard for Philadelphia, I think that just solidifies them as a championship contender. I think that's why they brought him in, right? They're having some problems in their passing attack back there in the secondary, pass defense in the secondary, so – they've definitely shored that up, even though they struggled with Washington a little bit. I think in the long run, once he gets settled in, he's going to be an impact player for them. Like I said, Tennessee, it's a Monty Hooker show now. Maybe some young guys that they can bring in, maybe Kayvon Wallace. They get a 4th and a 5th back, which I think will help, you know, kind of like it does the Giants. The draft capital is there. Terrell Edmonds does absolutely nothing for me. Just absolutely nothing. He played for us in Atlanta, had 2 tackles. That was it. So I'm just not – it's a body, I guess, that you could put back there until you figure out what you want to do in the draft and free agency and stuff that's coming up, because it's going to be Rand Carthen's first, right? Or, well, maybe 2nd. But it's his first with a full year with this team, seeing what they can do, seeing what he has, seeing what he needs. So he's trying to load up on bullets for the draft as well. There was rumors of Henry being traded. They didn't restructure today before the 4 o'clock deadline, so that kind of makes it hard to trade him before tomorrow's trade deadline. Hopefully they won't trade him. That would really be a blow. But the loss of Byard is going to be a major impact. You've got Jeffrey Simmons and Denico Autry. You've got Azeez Shaier. You've got Jack Gibbons, who's played well. You've struggled at corner. Your corners have just not been good at all. And you don't have a lot of depth other than Hooker and Byard, and you trade Byard away. So I get why they traded him $9.5 million against the cap. You're getting some draft capital, even though they should have got at least a third for Byard somehow, some way. And then you get a player that's just not relevant, really, just a one body that's going to fill a role, hold a role down for till the end of the season. Maybe they look in the draft. I don't think this is a very good draft class for safeties. It's just not. I think it's a down year in that. I haven't really fully started looking at safeties. Some of the young safeties in college are not eligible to come out. So, once the season's over, I'll start looking at some of the draft prospects. But from what I've seen watching college football with Debbie ID Grind and stuff, it's just not a really good year for safeties. And so, I mean, we'll have to see what Tennessee can do. I guess we'll know more tomorrow when the trade deadline passes if Henry's still here. There was rumors, you know, I'm sure they would like to get rid of Tannehill now that they've kind of seen what Will Levis can do. The highlights look good. I didn't watch the game to see just how well he did, but from what I did see, highlights and stuff, he looked okay. I still have concerns about his ability to make decisions when under pressure, so we'll see. But yeah, defensively, the Titans got a lot weaker with the loss of Byard. Philadelphia improved mightily. I think that could be the type of piece that puts them over, right, defensively. I mean, you've got all those young defensive ends and edges and stuff like that. And now you've got that one big piece that could put you over in the secondary. For Seattle, I'm not sure why they wanted Leonard Williams unless it's just for his veteran leadership and run-stopping abilities, because he's not offering much in the way of pass rush anymore. It's just that part of his game is no longer there. So I think they kind of overpaid. I think Philadelphia underpaid. Just two of my things. I'll keep watching in case any other trades come through tonight into tomorrow before the deadline. We'll try to do another update if there is. But for now, that's it. We will be back with IDP Nation tomorrow night. I know we've been off and on, hit or miss, but work and kids and stuff has kind of gotten in the way. So we're going to be back to Tuesday nights, hopefully, going forward. Maybe have a special announcement about that. Maybe we try to offer you something else, but we'll see. So tune in tomorrow night. Check us out. Thank you for watching. Any questions about Leonard Williams for your rosters, or Kevin Byard for your rosters, or Amani Hooker, or whoever, please feel free to reach out to us and let us know, and we'll tell you what we think. With that, we will catch you tomorrow night.